Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Get ready for a double load of Queen of Hearts. It's me, Jujubee, and I return to guide sexy singles through some raunchy blind dates. Cameras off, voice only. Launching during Pride, Queen of Hearts takes Miami by storm with daters Cuppy from Tampa Bay's Just Chaz and Brittany Brave, to name a few. Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Raising kids can be one of the greatest rewards of a parent's life. But come on, some days parenting is unbearable.
I love my kid, but is a new parenting podcast from Wondery that shares a refreshingly honest and insightful take on parenting. Hosted by myself, Megan Gailey, Chris Garcia, and Kurt Braunohler, we will be your resident not-so-expert experts. Each week, we'll share a parenting story that'll have you laughing, nodding, and thinking, oh yeah, I have absolutely been there.
We'll talk about what went right and wrong. What would we do differently? And the next time you step on yet another stray Lego in the middle of the night, you'll feel less alone.
So if you'd like to laugh with us as we talk about the hardest job in the world, listen to I Love My Kid, But wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Well, hello, poopy heads, poopy poop face, poopy heads. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, everybody. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Welcome to your show.
Oh, my God. Welcome to your show.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. It's a late night recording over here for the big Vanderpump Rules bombshell of old bombshells. How are you feeling, Ben? What are your immediate reactions? Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you doing okay over there?
The lack of shock I'm feeling is a little disheartening. I was hoping that I was going to be a little bit more shocked. I mean, Tom Sandoval's a piece of shit. Shocker! Wow! It's like, wow, he's even more of a piece of shit than we thought 5 minutes ago, pretty much. Yep. But not that shocking. But guess what? Great ending. Very violent, very emotionally violent ending to a season. Yeah. But before we do that, we are going back on tour. This is our last recap, not being in front of a live audience for a couple of days, because guess what? I know. No, that's not true. Top Chef is coming out. We're going to be in San Diego on Friday, and we are going to be doing the season premiere of Real Housewives of Orange County, which was pretty good as well. I don't know if you had a chance to watch that.
But I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch that tomorrow.
Quite good. So we're going to be there in San Diego doing that live on Friday night. And then the following week, we've got a 3-show week. We're going to start on Thursday in St. Paul. We will be doing Real Housewives of New Jersey there. Then in Chicago, Illinois, we'll be doing, what did we say, Ben?
Orange County, I believe.
Orange County. And then the next night in Chicago, Illinois, we'll be doing the next night in Columbus, Ohio on June 6th. Kind of fucking this all up. Sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
On,
it's a big night.
June 17th, we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio doing the Vanderpump Rules Secrets Revealed. So first time we're ever going to do a Secrets Revealed because seems like a pretty good time to start.
Don't you think? Well, we just want to like squeeze every drop of the Vanderpump Rules. What is it? What are we squeezing the drops out of? The juice?
The pain? The pain. We're going to squeeze a little more blood out of that orange or whatever.
The carcass?
You know, with a preview like they showed, how can you not want to cover that? They're like, secrets revealed. Even more betrayal. Even more lies. I was like, okay, you guys, we're all feeling a little too much joy right now. Can we just relax? Like, come next week. More betrayals, more lies, more pain, more lady tears. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm excited to do that one in Columbus.
Me too. And then the following week, we're going to be in Boston, Massachusetts. And then, guess what? We're ending at the Foxwood Casino in Connecticut.
Huge.
So it's going to be huge. It's going to be so fun. So go get your tickets, watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you will find the video to this recap. We're on video right now. You will find that up on our Patreon. If you want to watch free videos, those are all up on YouTube the next week. Okay? So if you want them now, go to Patreon. If you want them next week, last week is up now on YouTube. Okay. That's how that works. Okay. Yeah. So let's get into it, Ben. Thoughts, feelings, emotions. Lay them on me.
I mean, it was, I became kind of numb, I think, midway through. So numb that kind of like what you said, the big revelation at the end, I was like, oh, okay. You know, like, okay. Like, that seems par for the course. I mean, I did really appreciate the final revelations. I'm not even going to say twist, because I think we all knew that stuff had happened, but it was more like we got confirmation, so that was great. But now, of course, this means that I need to see how Sandoval is reacting to Raquel blowing up his spot at the end. I loved how Ariana just did not fall for anything. She just was like, fuck you guys. Even when Sandoval was like weeping, she just kept on doing a lot of this face. She was doing some really great work with bulging eyes and screwy mouth. Not sure I buy that. That's crazy. You're a crazy person.
She did a little eye crossing in there. Yeah. And just was vicious. I mean, she went in. I was like, yeah.
She was.
Yeah, hardcore. She did not give a fuck. You know, and I guess the twist, thinking back on it, you know, because I wasn't, obviously, like we said, not surprised. It wasn't really surprising, any of that stuff that we learned. But I guess the big twist is that ultimately Raquel betrayed Sandoval, thinking it was going to save her. And but you're just as dumb as you were the morning you woke up with that idea, lady. I mean, that didn't help. That honestly didn't help. I mean, at least before you were a cheater, but at least you were loyal to Sandoval. Now you're not even loyal to that scumbag. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, lady. Come on. You're just...
But by the way, I was going to say huge credit. Huge credit goes to Shishu, who was relegated to a trailer 100 yards away and spent really the entire episode doing some amazing silent movie work, like just really reacting so well to everything that came her way, like bulging eyes, anger, confusion, approval.
This was my favorite eating. That you're showing right now. The sonship work I thought was wonderful. I love a sonship. Okay. Yeah. And she really ate it so dramatically. I mean, look how she's holding that sun chip. I mean, it's like using chopsticks with those fingernails. She's professionally wielding a sun chip dramatically.
Yeah. She is, she's like a private detective in a CBS procedural who is hearing a load of bullshit and is about to crack the case. You know, that's an interesting story you may have. And guess what? I think I know who did commit this murder. Commercial break.
Also, one of my favorite Shishu moments happened last week and continued into this week, where Sheena, who's just given her big testimony, which is,
it is impossible for me to hold a fist. I cannot even do it. Look at my fingernails. I can't even fist bump people. Like, I have to high five people and then I'll get COVID. It's terrible.
Okay. So she gives her whole defense, and then we cut to her in the trailer holding a white claw in one hand and then balling her fist.
Like an actual fist.
With the other one. An actual fist.
An actual white claw.
I died.
That was the best. That was truly the best.
Don't ever ask somebody on this cast to stand up for you in court. They will never come through for you, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't rob a bank with any of these fucking people.
Please don't. Okay, so let's like dive back in. So Raquel is about to come back on set. James is like, insane. What a finale. What a finale to the finale. Isn't this absolutely insane? This is almost like the Imagine Fest, but it's like real fest. This is real fest. I'm playing real fest. Wiggy, wiggy.
Raquel gets in the car to come over in her Seafoam Infinity dress. So did you see this stuff online that was pointing out that Raquel just keeps wearing the same outfit, but it's done in like 20 different ways, like the Infinity dress from Dallas? This Seafoam, it's like a toga thing today, but then sometimes it's like a bustier and the toga's tied in different ways. I mean, we can say what we want about Raquel, and we will, but I thought I'd start off on a positive note and say that girl really knows how to work a budget. So,
she really does. And let's hear it for that Linfinity dress. Really a pioneering Linfinity, moment.
That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't just an Infinity dress. It was a Linfinity dress.
It was an L apostrophe Infinity dress, guys. That's Lynn right. Locken, all right. So Andy's like, okay, well, we've been speaking to everyone but Raquel. And when they say that, they literally pan to an empty chair, which I was like, that's such a good impersonation for Kim. It's like, bzzz. And Andy's like, but now she's here and ready to join us. And she's off doing her sports talk, you know, before the Olympics, where they're like, how do you feel? How do you feel, Raquel? I'm Jeremiah from NBC. How do you feel going into this competition? You've trained for this your whole life. And she's like, yeah, but, you know, like, I mean, I'm not excited, but I'm ready to confront it, I guess. And her nervous tic, I think, is ankle itch or shoe buckle itch. She's got something where she keeps reaching down to her ankle and itching it and smiling like a fucking idiot the whole reunion.
Yeah, I feel like her nervous tic is evacuating all emotions from her being, because she's like strangely non-emotional and like doesn't seem to even realize she's stepping into a terribly fraught situation. I actually wonder if that's part of her pageant training, that you enter like robot mode and you just have to like hit your beats that you have to hit, get your bullet points in, hold the surfboard the way you need to hold the surfboard, and then make your laps on the stage. And you just like clear everything out of your brain.
I have to say, you know, I think that's would be a good theory if we didn't have footage of her actually in pageants. And that boogie board footage, which I'm sure everybody has seen by now, if you haven't, look it up. She looks terrified. She does not look comfortable. I believed her terror more on that than I do in this, which worries me, because I feel like she's gonna, I don't know, I feel like she's like gonna stick her finger in a light socket, or, you know, like she's gonna see a volcano and be like, oh my God, it's a hole. I'm gonna fall down into it. Like, she doesn't understand danger. You're walking into a room with Lala, Katie, and James, okay? And Katie doesn't even do anything today, so leave her out of it, I tell myself. James, you're about to walk into a room with James and Lala and Ariana. Be afraid. Please be afraid. Don't make me be afraid for you. That's a lot of responsibility to put on me. And you're making me worried, and I shouldn't have to be worried for you in this.
Yeah, she's going to have a really fascinating post-Vanderpump Rules life, where she goes on to all the lesser shows, the ones that are on, like, you know, like Oxygen or We or TLC, where it's like reality star therapy and stuff. Or like she might even, well, I think Dr. Phil retired, so I don't know if his show's even on, but she'll do some sort of like low rent, maybe some low rent YouTube therapy kind of things, where we're going to try to dive into why she does seem to be such a sociopath and like lack of emotion. Like her emotions come out only twice. It's almost like her emotions come out when she's finally is like not talking to everyone. But yeah, because I can't imagine that she's coming back to the show. I feel like no one would shoot if she comes back.
Well, I think if Fear Factor was around, that would be a good one for her to go on, because she will swallow a jug of maggots and not even blink. Like, the woman is fearless. Okay,
I'm surprised they didn't put her on that Mars show that Tom Schwartz is going on to, you know, like send reality stars to Mars. I don't even understand really why that's a show in our life, but this is what happens when studios don't pay their writers and they have to like go find the sizzle reel that from hell that was sent to them and actually make something of it.
Mm. So Andy's like, because of the restraining order she filed against Sheena, Sheena is now 100 yards away in her own trailer. And this is where we get the shot of Sheena in her trailer with her white claw literally making a fist. And she's wearing a sweatshirt that says, it really is all happening. Which I like that Sheena has like sequels for her own taglines.
Mm.
No, she just gotta keep
like,
them going.
And just like that, you know, it's like by Michael Patrick Michael, whatever that guy's name is.
This is like her fast... Her fast 10.
Yeah. Fasten. It really does all happen, which is also kind of a commentary on her fist. Her fist does happen. She can make a fist.
So Andy's like, well, let's bring her out. Raquel, you here? Literally.
A popsicle stick is then ushered out onto the stage.
Literally
and placed
has
on a chair.
To make sure she can hear him. Wow.
So she comes out. Ariana will not look at her. And he's like, hi, Raquel. How are you doing? She's like, I'm holding up. Okay, what are you holding up? Myself. I'm James. Super embarrassed and not proud of myself. And I know a lot of people, I owe a lot of people in this room an apology.
Hello, yes. Hilarious recur.
Stupid non-person invited to non-imagine fest.
Well, we're going to talk about everything that's been going on, but first we need to discuss how we got there. I want to talk to you about the girls' trip that Katie organized. And then we see...
It was an Uber, Andy. I got here by Uber today. Okay, Raquel, just hold on. Hold on, Raquel. We're not there to you yet.
Then we see clips of the worst girls' trip of all time. And I've watched pretty much every season of Housewives. So, yeah. Like, I think that that's coming from a knowledgeable place. And then the Oliver makeout, and then the Lala, I would never trust you around my man. And she's like, thank God then that you don't have a man then. And then Raquel's like, yeah, I was so uncomfortable on that trip, Andy. Lala's like, well, that's your issues, not ours.
All right. This is going to be a long, long day. So let's start with some light stuff. Literal light stuff. Hey, we are surrounded by lights. Oh, I guess that's later. Hey, Lisa, how is the Vegas restaurant business doing? Can they fit 12 pendulums in one tiny restaurant in Vegas? Could you do it? Oh, yes, Andy, yes. It's going so fantastic. People love Parisian gardens filled with giant clocks in them. It is amazing.
We've knocked it out of the ballpark. We weren't the only ones hitting all the bases. Get it? Is it too soon? Is it too soon?
It's like, okay, well, we're surrounded today by some sort of awkward alien-looking Vanderpump Lane lighting, Andy.
Yes, I love to create. I love to design. I see beauty in everything. After all, I did cast this show. Paris is arguably one of the most beautiful restaurants in Vegas.
Arguably is right, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is not a real Vanderpump restaurant unless there's nickel machines blocking every pathway so nobody can actually walk through this place. Because I've never been to one of your restaurants that there's a clear pathway through to anywhere. So please tell me that you've got some blockage.
Ridiculous. Of course we've got blockage. This is the most beautiful restaurant on all the Las Vegas Strip, as declared by Wrought Iron Fixture Magazine.
And we see some of her Nick Elaine, Lisa Vanderpump. I mean, Lisa Vanderpump likes taking glamour and then putting it in like prison torture devices from the 1700s. You know, It's like a light surrounded by a metal cage and then wrapped with chains, but with crystals on the outside and a tiny little feather hanging down. Like, what the fuck is this supposed to be? This is the most glamorous, oppressed light I've ever seen in my life.
She is all about that garden gaudy lifestyle, you know? So Andy's like, okay, well,
that's great. We've got a bunch of crazy lights over us. Okay, Raquel. So I thought I saw a real sisterhood, and it's the Havasu. I mean, you had a breakdown in the back of a car. You were hyperventilating and having a panic attack. So what happened? And she's like, well, the difference is they then proceeded to bash me at this dinner at Lake Havasu. And Katie's like, we didn't bash you. We just belittled you and made you feel like you weren't part of the group. It's totally different.
Lala's like, we did not. We were talking about a comment that you made, and I said I wouldn't trust you around my man that I stole from a woman with children. And hi, am I?
Oh my God, shut up. I've already heard from Lala. Why does this whole thing have to be about Lala? Let Ariana yell at the woman. Can we all get a turn? I feel like Lala's that kid at a party who just keeps the bat, and no one else gets the fucking pinata swing, you know? And she's like, what, you all got the candy? I wanted to swing at the fucking pinata. That's part of the fun, is getting to hit the damn thing, okay? Stop stealing all the swings.
Yeah, I think she's definitely the person at the Q&A at a panel discussion who takes the mic and then hogs the mic the entire time to talk about herself. And then is like, and that's my questions, 15 minutes later. So Andy's like,
so Raquel, what did you mean when you said, thank God you don't have a man, Lala? I'm like, what sort of question is it? It was like an obvious clapback, Andy. And she's like, I was so drunk. Like, literally, I was so drunk that a clapback actually came into my head for the first time. Normally, I can't access those. That's how wasted I was.
And Andy's like, well, sometimes being drunk, you speak the truth. What do you think of that?
What do you think of that one? I was like, ooh, got her on that one, Andy. She was telling the truth. Lala said, I won't trust you around my man. And she said, well, thank God you don't have one. What is confusing about that? Now, look, Andy's having a rough time. He's going through three reunions this week, and not a one of them is an easy one, okay? He had Summer House. That was screaming and yelling the whole time. He's got Real Housewives of New Jersey. He's got this one. I mean, the poor guy, but still.
Lindsay, Teresa, and Lala, that is quite a slate to have to deal with in 1 week.
And she's like, I'm so shocked at how drunk I got that night. And then we cut to the Sheena cam, and she's like, just like staring into the camera with one of her looks.
So Raquel's like, I'm just like shocked. You know, my personality did shift this summer. Hold on 1 second. This was a bullet point that Tom wanted me to say on camera. Okay, hold on. My personality shifted this summer, so I changed, and there was a change in my mindset, and I started to not please everyone. I was only pleasing myself on FaceTime to Sandoval at the Canyon Club. No, dude, don't say that part. I told you.
Yeah, there was a change in my head. I was like, I'm sick of being in my own head. I'm going to seek head somewhere. Dude, stop talking about head.
But you know what? I learned so much because when I was in pageants, you know, I always was afraid of public speaking, but then it turns out oral was the best part.
Dude!
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Tom, I love that Raquel is framing this as like a big moment for self-pride. You know, it's like, I'm doing something for myself. Finally, after all these years of oppression, I'm finally standing up and fucking someone else's life partner. Where's my parade? So Lala's like, yeah, you're screwing people instead. That's what you're doing. You're screwing people over. And instead, you started fucking other people's boyfriends. And Ariana's like, yeah, you were fucking my man. And she's like, yeah, I've been super selfish, Ariana.
Selfish does not even cover it, bitch. Diabolical, demented, disgusting, subhuman, annoying to look at. Strange in the way that you tap your foot on the floor when you walk. Who walks like that? Gross. I hate it.
And Katie's just like, And Ariana's like, you need to try and get a better vocabulary to describe your actions because selfish does not even cover it. Uber Eats. Ooh, yeah. And Raquel's like, well, I feel like my actions are human, and that's exactly what they are. I'm only human. And Lala's like, not at all. And Katie goes, that's not human behavior.
Okay, James goes, have you ever watched? Have you ever watched?
That's not human behavior. I mean, it is. It's not an excuse to be a human. Humans suck. We poop. Okay? But to be like, that's not human. Having an affair, randomly fucking people, that is not human behavior. Obviously, I mean, look around. You know what I mean? And especially, you live in LA. So then James is yelling at her now, and he's like, you're lying to Ariana's face, asking her this. And Lala's like, just be quiet, be quiet. And Sandoval's like, no, I'm going to talk now. She's like, no, you be quiet, stupid. And he's like, no, I won't be quiet. And then they all start yelling at each other. They're yelling, shut up. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. No, you've been talking the whole time. And she's like, and I will continue to talk because I want something to say. Have the Lala's just standing. I think Lala stands a good 10 times and starts charging at nobody. And then she does that thing where there's like a bodyguard behind her holding her back, but he's not really there. There's no one really there. So she just kind of keeps like struggling like she's about to come for you.
Yeah. And he's like, I would like to hear what you both have to say. Lala's like, well, I'm just going to go first. Okay. To watch the both of them act that way when you're acting and saying the things that you were saying whilst fucking each other over was demonic. It was demonic. And Sandoval's like, Lala, we weren't fucking first and foremost. We had sex one time. Okay, please put that in the court ledger. He said one time. One time. It doesn't matter if it was once or 100 times.
And Raquel is at her ankles again. She's just down there itching those ankles or playing with that shoe buckle or whatever the hell's going on down there. Help the woman with her ankles, you know? Yeah. And so Lala's like, oh, yeah, you were making loves. And he's like, we had sex only one time at this point. And she says, that doesn't matter if it was 100 times. And he's like, it does, Lala, it does. She's like, you crossed the fucking lines. You crossed the goddamn lines. And James is like, what does it keep saying one time? It's more than one time. And Andy's just like, oh, my God. God, Melissa, okay, Melissa did not call producers. Teresa, it's your husband who got you sent to jail, not Jacqueline LaRita. rocking back and forth in the fetal position, like,
he's just like Hodor from Game of Thrones, right? he's like, hold on, Melissa, Teresa, door.
Hold the door.
Blink, 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 blink.
He's just
blink,
like,
blink.
He's like clutch over, like Bran went back in the future and fucked up his brain right now. So Andy's like,
well, for me, watching you talk to Ariana about her intimacy issues with Tom, I mean, looking back, it does seem diabolical. And Lisa's like, huh, I've never seen anything like that before. All these revelations coming to the light. The Nicolaine light. Vanderbumper Lane lights bringing all the truth out. And he's like,
coming
okay.
to the caged, innocent light, just trying to shine, but is unable to because it has been put in chains and hung for the whole town to mock.
Okay, well, what was it like for you to watch that looking back? And Raquel was like, it was so hard for me to watch that back. Can't you see it all over my face? The pain and emotion and regret on my face. Isn't it just so evident?
She's so cuckoo. And the part they're talking about is where Raquel goes up to Ariana at the end and is like,
so, are you even really attracted to Sandoval? Because, like, you should want to have sex.
Like, having that whole conversation. And so then we get a clip of the Blazer interview from 2023. The very important interview where Raquel wears a blazer. It changes everything. So we get a clip of that, and Andy's saying, well, it seemed like at that point you were sleeping with him. And Raquel's like, at that point, we slept together once, and he was very transparent with me in what was happening with his relationship.
No, he was telling you that his relationship was in the shitter so that he could keep having sex with you, you dumbass. Like, seriously, you just had to go buy a blazer, okay? And you still don't understand the kind of trouble you're in. Nobody just has a blazer. You only get a blazer when you're in trouble, okay?
Or when you want to be in a throuple. So Andy's like, did you encourage him to break up with her? And she's like, I encourage him to reflect and see that if he was really happy, because, like, as a friend, first and foremost, I wanted him to be in a situation that made him truly happy. That's all I cared about.
Oh, you're so kind. You're such a good person. So then we come back and she's like, yeah, I was like genuinely coming from a place of like, do you want to be in this relationship? So then when I was talking to Ariana, I was like, do you want to be in this relationship? Because what I was trying to say was, hey, do you want to be in this relationship? And Ariana's like, yes. And the answer was yes. And you'd already fucked him at that point. So shut the fuck up. Fuck yourself with a cheese grater, Heather. Fuck you. You fucking suck. You're disgusting. And I wish the worst things that could ever happen to a person happened to you.
Fuck dude, me with a okay. cheese grater. Fuck you with a cheese
was,
grater.
I was like, oh my God.
That Ariana. Was some Heather's. That was some Heather's shit. I loved was, it. I was like, ooh, pass her the red scrunchie. Girl. She's wearing the red scrunchie around her boob parts, like her crop top dress. She's got the red scrunchie on. I was like, yes, you earned that red scrunchie, Heather.
Be careful of drinking bleach. So Sandoval was like, no, the thing is, like, we don't live our lives by logic. Hello, have you seen this mustache and this hairstyle? Have you seen the flashbacks? I used to be perfectly cute. I'm doing this to myself voluntarily. You think I live my life by logic?
I don't live by logic, either the mental logic or the actual music application logic, because even that thing can't make me sound like I sing on key, so I just freeball it vocally. So what were we talking about?
Everybody
oh, but there's no logic to any of this. Exactly. Feelings took over, Lisa. Oh, just like my lights, Vanderpump Light by Elaine have taken over Las Vegas with the most beautiful restaurant in the entire history of the state of Nevada.
Boo! The other side just starts booing him and laughing at him and mocking him. And Raquel's like, James and Lala can't talk, though, because they fucked and then they kept it a secret until this season. And Lala's like, I wasn't your best friend, host.
okay? You were no one. You were a no name. It only counts if I was cheating on you and you were, if I was cheating with your boyfriend and you were famous, okay? But you were no, you had no name. You were not famous, so it doesn't count. It's
like La La Logic. So, you gotta love the La Logic here.
And then James is like, I was 25. I was 25. I was a kid. I was 25. I'm like, listen, she's 28. So Lala's like, it's not the same thing. Okay, this was your best friend, and you're sick talking to her like you when you've been fucking him. Ho! And so Sandoval's like, one time. It only happened one time. One singular sensation, dude. And James is like, multiple. Multiple. And Sandoval goes, multiple. 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 Multiple.
Well, I'm James Kennedy. I know everything.
And Ariana's like, great British accent, dude. I can't even believe I met somebody who takes comedy this unseriously.
Maybe and, if you watch Love Island UK, your British accent at a reunion would be a little bit more accurate.
And Andy's like,
Lala, Raquel also said you were Randall Emmett's mistress.
Oh, my God. Why do we have to keep relitigating? At first, I was like, why do we have to talk about this more? I don't, I'm sick of talking about this. But then they came with clips, which I really like when the producers are like, okay, we've given Lala a lot of chances. Now let's show Lala just blatantly lying to everybody for multiple seasons and then acting holier than thou.
Yeah. Roll the tape.
Lala's like, I'm sick of this. I'm so sick of this mistress comment and this whole allegation that just because I was sleeping with a married man that I'm suddenly a mistress. So Andy's like, okay, well, why are you sick of it? Because I'm not once, okay? And if I were once, it would be a lot easier for me to say, oh, shit happens, you know? And Andy's like, so what's the truth? And she's like, well, I was lied to for a very long time, okay? He gave me a ring, okay? He said that they were separates, okay? And we were traveling together, okay, face timing his kids, and it was out in the Opensk, and oh my
yeah, and they were traveling, and they were going to, you know, like, let's say the power premiere when Lala Kent was posting on Instagram, when his baby mama wants to be a somebody but is basic and boring as they come, she doesn't even get invited on a press tour. Honey, watch me rock the rocks,
power diamond ring.
So Sandoval's like, oh, really? Then why wouldn't you go to his house? And she goes, hindsight is 20/20, motherfuckers. And he's like, oh, yeah, then why were you calling him a boyfriend? And Raquel goes, yeah, and keeping it a secret. And then it cuts to Sheena eating her sun chip dramatically. She's like, oh, my God, this sun chip is about to go down really, really bad.
Corner.
Sun chip. I'm eating a sun chip. Nobody bump into me. Okay, sun chip.
Everyone be, like, careful. This sun chip, like, really means a lot in this moment, okay? So Lala's like, yeah, hindsight is like it's hosted by Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs. It's 2020, bitch. So Sandoval's like, well, then why did you call him a boyfriend? And she, and like, what? Like, that means you guys were dating each other in 2015. Because we saw the clip of her talking about it back then, what they broke up and they got back together. But the basically, the timeline is Lala was definitely with this guy while he was definitely married.
Yeah, and we see the clip in the smoking alley of her trying to explain it to the girls. And like, well, I was trying to cover up dating the guys I have, and I guess X now, because of yesterday we broke up. So I didn't want to talk about it. And I thought, oh, this is just like a fun little acting games. And then we see a reunion clip with magician Lisa in her magician era. And Andy questioning her about the married man and her, you know, just obviously lying over and over and over, and then refusing to answer the question. So then we come back. By the way, none of this excuses what Sandoval does. It just points out that this cast is full of raging fucking hypocrites, right? Sandoval is still a piece of shit. I don't want to give anybody the wrong
idea. Please don't ever for one moment, if you ever have a moment where you say, wow, you know what? I feel like they're not being hard enough on Sandoval and Raquel. I feel like they're standing up. It's like, no.
Yeah, no.
It's just a given at this point. It's just a given, you know? And it's important to also point out that these, a lot of people are using Sandoval and Raquel as like a little stumps to climb onto their high horses. And just as a reminder that they are sitting on high horses when they also maybe deserve to just be on like a mid-sized horse.
You deserve like diamonds and rosé size horses. Little horses. Okay.
No, Ariana deserves the tall horse. Ariana's on the big horse. Ariana gets the big horse.
Even the boss of this show has small horses because she knows she can never aspire to be on a high horse, okay?
Right.
Even she understands the assignment, okay? That's why exactly. She has tiny horses.
But Lala, it's sort of like, there is stuff that happened this season, Lala, where you were being hypocritical. So then, so Sandoval's like, this means you guys were seeing each other in 2015. She's like, shut the fuck up. He's like, well, no, but he was not separated. And she goes, no shit, he wasn't separated, you stupid fuck.
And she starts screaming, shut the fuck up. This is my life. You will not talk on my life. Lady, what do you think you've been doing for the past 7 years? How long has she been on this show? It's what you guys do. It's your job. So she's screaming, you stupid fuck. And he goes, no, well, you were yelling at her. Do your research. And she's like, I didn't yell at her. I said to her, you know what? You're not a mistress. Oliver lied to you. And that's true. And that night when Raquel came and apologized to her, she did. She was nice to Raquel in that moment and, like, dropped all this stuff. And so Raquel's like, yeah. And after that scene, she said, I hate being called a mistress because the woman gets the blame. And Randall never had to take accountability for that. And Andy's like, well, why do you say that? Do you feel like you're taking the blame and Tom's not taking the blame? And she's like, no, I'm saying that she referred to herself as a mistress in that moment. And Lala's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, she gets the Andy, like, my cards. She gets that voice for just a moment where she's like, no, I didn't.
And Raquel's like, oh, now she's trying to rewrite history. And then they roll the footage of Lala saying, I've been a home wrecking whore. I've been the fucking mistress. I've been all of those things. But we rise above.
I think like she was saying, I've been called that. You know,
I think I know metaphorical, but that's what Raquel is hearing is very literal, you know. Right. So that's why she's arguing the stupid point.
But here's my thing. We know because we've been watching the show forever that Lala's full of shit, right? And I was a huge fan of Lala during this point in the show when all these girls were ganging up on her and giving her all this shit. And I really wish Lala's answer was, listen, I was young and stupid. Okay. I got a private jet out of it. I saw a gross fucking producer who promised me the world and had a private jet and flew me to Cannes and everywhere else. And at least I got something out of it. You're fucking your best friend's boyfriend. You're a skank. Period.
Yeah, that would be a great.
Morally, yeah. It's not the same thing. Okay. You can call my morals into question all you want. You still lose on this, lady. And that I would root for. I'd be like, yes, you know?
That I agree. I think that would be I would love it if she said something like that, you know? It still always kind of bothers me in the context of that episode that aired, that when Lala was like, I don't like being called the mistress because you know what? The mistress is the one who gets it the most. But I'm like, you were the one giving it the most to the person you were calling the mistress in the season. So that always bothered me, that hypocrisy, but it doesn't take away from the fact that Raquel actually was a mistress and is now getting it because now Raquel and Tom deserve all of it.
One is also shitty on Raquel's part that she is taking this moment that Lala was actually nice to her. Like Lala was actually saying, listen, you're not a mistress. Don't feel bad about it. Oliver's a piece of shit here, not you. And women shouldn't be the ones taking all the blame for the man's shit. Like Lala was actually being nice to Raquel in that moment. And now Raquel is flipping that moment against Lala to use it against her at the reunion. Like, I get that you need some weapons to fight with, but it's like taking another moment of kindness from somebody and using it against them. You know,
I'll tell you, no one has benefited from Scandoval more than Oliver, because if there were no Scandoval, I guarantee Oliver would definitely be dragged through the mud a lot more than he was. But instead, he was just like a passing, like, ugh, whatever, whatever. Now he can go back to doing his, hey, I'm Oliver.
He was the waiter. Amuse. He was the amuse in the Scandoval season, the amuse bouche, the amuse douche of the Scandoval season.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. Vanderpump's Lisa, like, Lala. Well, Lala's saying, well, I said, you know what? I'm the one paying for someone's lies and actions, and he's never had to. And now karma's a real cut fitness. And because look at his life now. And Vanderpump's like, Lala, you're unhappy because of what happened to you. And you should not let that make you a bitter woman, Lala.
And Lala's like, well, because I'm a woman who's been through something, Lisa. And she's like, oh, I've been through things too. A light bulb showroom for my Vanderpump by Elaine lights.
I've been through things. I once had a lamp that wasn't encased in metal and chains. What a horrible dark time in my life.
I've been through things. Pandora once went through a time in her life where she didn't want to wear a shawl. It was terrible. But we got through it together. So
once I gave Pandora Pashmina and she put it in her top drawer, never to speak of it again. And I've never recovered.
Poor Pandora, that phase where she didn't have hair hanging down her temples and her shoulders were bare. That was a tough time for me. But she's changed it all now. I don't know why I brought Pandora into this. That's not right. So Lisa's like, don't be bitter. So Sandoval's like, well, I was like, I'm not bitter. I'm a wersk. And Sandoval's like, oh, okay. And so Lana just goes, shut up. You're a fucking moron.
I wish Vanderpump would tell him, shut the fuck up, dude. You're not helping me. Every time she makes a good point, he's like, yeah, what Lisa said. It's like, God, can, and it invalidates anything she says. It's like, listen, she's already made an ass out of herself in this reunion by standing up for you, even a tiny ounce. Like, let the woman speak without ruining her whole life, you know? It's like anytime she says anything, he's like, yeah, I'm on her side. It's like nobody wants you on their team, Sandoval. Okay, stop.
Yeah, Lala was definitely making me crack up. I mean, you know, it annoyed me that she kept on interrupting and making it about her when she, I feel like, is secondary in this scandal. And it annoyed me that she had moments of hypocrisy. But there were some times where she just would go, shut up. Fuck you. And I was just sort of like so pure and to the point that I just would always let out a guffaw every single time.
Well, that's why I was so emotionally all over the place with the episode, because you're getting annoyed, right? Like, rightly so. It's like, shut the fuck up. No one's talking to you. You just keep screaming the same thing over and over.
Jumping in.
But then you're reminded what a piece of shit Sandoval is in the next sentence. And it's like, thank God she's there to be like, shut the fuck up, you fucking loser, you know? So, yeah, it's all over. So anyway, so now he's like, look at you. And she's like, oh, shut up, you fucking moron. He's like, look at you. Look at you. And so she's parading around. She gets up and stands up. And James is like, oh, yeah, look at you this whole season, you psychopath.
And so everyone's just like, you know, like everyone's like nodding. And
oh, you guys, what's like- Sheena doing? Oh. That's right. She's eating a chip. Let's let Sheena eat a Sun chip a little more.
It's low-cal. It's low-cal and it satisfies. Okay.
So, I really like the Southwestern flavor better than the ranch flavor, I have to say. But this is really good drama right now.
Yeah. You know, I kind of wish there was like a variety bag that had like both flavors. You just never know what you're going to get when you put your hand in it. But like, I don't know. Dare to dream. So Sandoval's like, fucking phony ass. Phony. Okay, keep talking out of your fucking mouth then. Lala's been the most vocal about our relationship. The person who fucked the least, or I don't know what she actually said there because there was so much commotion.
And he's Lala's he's like, saying,
oh, Lala. Now, Lala never fucks up. Oh, yeah. Lala gets to judge everybody because she never fucks up.
And James just is out of lines now. I think cocally and verbally, because he stopped going to the bathroom every 2 seconds, and he's also stopped saying original funny things. Now he's just like on his greatest hits. He's like, you slithery little
worm with a mustache, worm with a mustache. Now you worm with a mustache, poopy, poopy face.
Yeah, he's running out of material.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
You know. So, and he's like, oh, right, let's have a break. So then we go over to Sheena's trailer where Brock has just walked in with his new haircut. And Sheena's
oh
like,
oh my God, God, I love you.
Hi, handsome.
Yes, grar. And Ali's like, oh my God, he got a haircut. He looks so good.
Okay, we're back. So one of the other shocking moments was that Schwartz and Raquel made out by the pool.
And I was like, oh my God, again? But now they have to do this for Raquel, right? So this is Raquel's fault for that fucking restraining order that we have to do this fake ass.
Well, no, this was a big moment. This is the moment they were basing so much the season on before Scandoval broke.
I know,
so
but I'm just saying again because they already did this in the reunion. We have to do it again to get Raquel's reaction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. So Schwartz is like, can I say something? Oh, cute little boy talking now. Yeah. Is that how I look when I make out with people? Like, in my mind, I'm like sexy. I'm kind of like a Casanova, you know, in like a dirty undershirt. But then when I saw that, I was like, it turned my world upside down. Almost like hearing their Nile crocodiles in Florida eating humans. Oh,
And Katie's like, no, it was disgusting, gross. It was like a father kissing his daughter, like if dad was making out with his kid. Like, fucking gross, Tom. Fucking Katie, disgust me.
Chill. Chill, Katie. Chill. I'm like, no, you don't. Excuse me. You came on here and tried to be cutesy and funny, and no one has time for it. You chill.
It's terrible. Poor Schwartz's act has just completely gone out the window. I mean, it is just completely worn off. It's like the magic is just not working anymore. Nobody is buying this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can I get a like, nobody needs that right now, dude. So, Andy's like, did Katie overreact? And James and Lala both go, no. And Andy says, all right, Schwartz, Katie had one rule. Don't lock myself out of the house. No. Put your keys in the bowl. No. Wrap up the tuna when I'm done eating it instead of leaving it on the countertop. No. Put down the seat. No. I can keep doing this all day, Andy. Hey, did you think it was hot when I was making out with Raquel? Tell me the truth. Did you at least get a halfie? Mm-hmm, I'm just a boy.
No. So he's like, what made you disregard that boundary? And he's like, well, maybe it was a technicality because they weren't actually friends that moment. Anyone, is this thing on? Hey, is this thing on? No? Okay, disregard that. Well, kidding. Honestly, we started to have a little bit of a thing. And anyone, I just flew in last night. My arms are tired. Oh, God, it's tough,
guys. You know what I realized when I was making out with Raquel? You know what I was thinking about? Cats and dogs are so different, you guys. Well, what's the deal with cats not being nice to people and then dogs always being nice to people? It's crazy, guys.
Women be shopping, right? Women be shopping. So Schwartz is, he's like, I honestly thought we just started a little bit of a thing. Ariana's like, yeah, she had already fucked your best friend. Well, I didn't know that. Just like I didn't know about the crocodiles.
And Katie, who's been insisting this whole season that he does in fact have a thing for Raquel, is like, you didn't have a thing. Shut up, Tom. And he's like, but hey, Raquel, don't you think we have some chemistry? And she's like, I always thought that we did. And Ariana's like, no, she was fucking your best friend, stupid. Well, maybe it was fleeting. But and then Katie, the great feminist of the group, goes, no, she's a cut fitness and you're a drunk. Okay, that's what happened. Which, you know, hey, listen. She's correct. She's absolutely correct.
I was about to say.
So Kate, I just think it's funny that it's coming out of Katie's mouth, you know?
It's like, how dare you speak to women like that?
There's something about something about her, that cut fitness. So Ariana's like,
there's something about that cut fitness.
Ariana's like, how could you be in this situation with Schwartz after you slept with Sandoval? And Raquel's like, well, I put a cap on this thing with Sandoval. Oh, it was a really cute cap. He looked so cute in it. And Schwartz. And like Schwartz was someone who I was curious to make out with since the beginning. Because remember how I said I was doing stuff for me for the first time? And James like, oh, you know what? I just think this is very incesty and dirty and weird. The whole side of the room. I'm like, you are correct. But also, you have also been part of weird incesty things in this group. Let's not
dating people that look like your mom.
Let's not throw turntables in glass houses, okay?
Yeah, let's not throw turntables in vinyl homes. All right, sir. So Andy's
sleep
like
with Kristen, your best friends, you know. I don't know.
Hey, I was dating. Young then. I was, what was I, 21 then? I was 24. I was in my 20s then. All right, I was younger 20s. Now I'm in my elevated 20s. I was in my younger 20s then. How dare you?
I was in eighth grade. I was an eight-year-old learning about how casting couches works. Don't you remember my timeline from this reunion?
So, moving on. Lala, early in the season, you revealed you and James hooked up while you were with Randall, and James was with Raquel.
And Lala just laughs, basically. And Andy's like, Raquel, James, and Lala had always had a flirty relationship. I remember that trip to Big Bear. Did you ever ask James if anything happened? And she's like, I don't recall, but I noticed the flirtation at the time, and I felt Lala had no respect for me.
And I still don't. And Raquel is like, that's totally fine. Like, you can say that, but up to this point, I hadn't done anything wrong to you. So my judgment for who I am is spot on. Or I guess she said, your judgment is. And Raquel's like, well, a lot of people make mistakes. I mean, you can say that about anyone in this room. I saw your cable movie, and I think Lala resented me for that. Sorry. Hold on. My voice is shaking right now, so I'm going to breathe. Okay. She loved the attention that James gave her.
Yeah, and then since I stepped into the picture, that attention wasn't on her anymore. And Lala's like, I think you need to get mentally evaluated, slubs. You're truly insane, truly. No, I think she's pretty much on with that. I mean, it was pretty clear from the very beginning, James got a boyfriend and you got super pissed. And yeah. Then tried to flirt with James a lot in front of the girlfriend. Like, duh. We've seen the show. So Raquel's like, I am getting mentally evaluated. Don't you worry. This show is so fucking dark, you know? Like we sit here and laugh and make tasteless jokes, and I get it. But God, this is a very dark show.
This is very dark. So Andy's like, well, why was Raquel making out with Schwartz such an unforgivable act in your eyes, but you expected Raquel to get over you and James hooking up? And James like, why are we bringing up something that happened 5 years ago, 5 seasons ago, when there's only been so many imagined fests since then? It's ridiculous.
Because you cheated on her, that's why. Because, oh, well, there's so much to talk about now, Andy. Well, I mean, can we just let her answer? Or do you want to keep talking about me, Andy? Because 4 years ago, because I'm entertaining, right? Is that it? I'm entertaining then, I guess so.
I was like, I know you're not yelling at your boss while you're on coke, freaking the fuck out. What are you doing? Stop. Okay.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm that entertaining. And Lisa's like, no, not really. And James's like, but I am Lisa, I am. She's like, zip it. Okay, you're in the presence of a Vanderpump Elaine collaboration. So Lala's like, the reason I was expecting her to get over it, because when I told her, she was totally over it. And until it served her narrative, which was like, I made a stupid comment in Vegas, so I gotta turn this around and put on Lala's. That's why.
So then we see the clip and she's like, but you slept with James. And she's, you got to get over it, baby. You got to get over it. Okay, baby, back up. Yes. Just get over it, babies.
In that whole fight, Lala was hypocritical. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm very sorry. She was hypocritical. She's saying to Raquel, I wouldn't trust you around my man when she has slept with Raquel's man.
Then here's this. This is why it's so weird. Like, even Andy, like, this is so obvious to me. But when she's like, but I shouldn't trust you around my man because you slept. And she, Bala goes, why? Why wouldn't you trust me around your man? And she goes, because you slept with my man. And then Lala's like, so get over it. And then it cuts to Andy. And Andy goes, so did you turn that around on her, Raquel? I was like,
it was one of the few times where Raquel actually presented some logic. Is Lala right overall? Correct. Yes, she is. She had the right read on Raquel. That is correct.
You know what I mean? She became right.
She became right, but she was basing it off of the Oliver thing, which was not a strong case.
No, she wanted to get with Oliver, and then Raquel ended up making out with Oliver, and she got all pissed off and said, I wouldn't trust you around my man, but that wasn't her man. And she explicitly gave Raquel permission to go make out with Oliver. God, I hate that. That's what I hate about this show, because it puts you in this position, you know?
It puts us in a position where we're oddly defending Raquel against accusations of being like bad around someone's man, which is ultimately true, but it was not true in that situation. And like, we ultimately globally are on Lala's side with all this, but specifically in this situation at this point in time and in history, we weren't on her. But it's like, it's so complicated to just even say that, because people are just going to hear like, how could you take Raquel's side? How could you be Team Raquel? And we're like, we're not Team Raquel. We're just Team Logic.
Yeah, it's logic. It makes me crazy. I feel like you should call, especially at a reunion on Bravo, everybody should be called out and everything should be talked about. It shouldn't just be like, okay, we're all on one side. That makes it like, you know? And you're wrong. You're wrong at this point. It's like if I came up to you every single day singing happy birthday. Okay, it wouldn't make any sense. But one day a year it would. And you'd be like, wow, thank you. Know, I was right. And I could be like, I was right the whole time. I told you. I fucking told you it was your birthday. And you're like, well, you're right today.
Well, you know, Ronnie, there is an expression that addresses this. It has something to do with a clock.
Don't a you bring up broken clocks, darling. All right.
A non-military broken clock is right twice a day. A military clock is only right once a day. And actually, the military clock, if you're using a military clock and everyone else isn't, then the military clock is like very wrong for half the day, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for half the day.
But so, we still respect it because it's a military clock.
We appreciate its service.
We never mention that clock is only right once a day because we appreciate it. Yeah, we respect
I know.
It.
We look the other way when it goes crazy and says it's 19 o'clock. And we're like, that's not an o'clock.
Oh, God.
Unless you're in the military or Europe, I guess.
So Andy's being a dum-dum, and he's like, so, Raquel, did you turn around on her, Raquel? And she's like, no, this is Lala at her finest. And he goes, oh. I was like, come on, Andy, you're not this dense. Are you paying attention? And so Lala's like,
my finest.
Yeah, I'm always. And Raquel's like, no, no. And Ariana said, the liar's gonna lie, guys. All right, let's switch gears. Let's go to the beach. Schwartz made a joke about Rachella. James threw a drink in his face. Why were you so triggered, James? And James is like, it pissed me off because I worked my whole life to play Imagine Fest. And I got to play for someone I listened to my whole life. And, you know, you compare it to that shit show that was Rachella. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
What DJ was he listening to from 1992 when he was born? Is it like DJ Burl Ives? Who is he talking about? So he's like
Cascade. Cascade is 52. I looked it up. I was like, how old is Cascade?
I know Cascade is a big deal. Like he like my awareness of Cascade, and I think actually does extend beyond here. But I don't. Was Cascade permeating James Kennedy's life in the early 90s? Is that possibly true?
Well,
am I just speaking out of my Cascade ass right now?
But you have to go by James' logic because he was just an innocent baby when he was 21. He didn't have any idea what he was doing.
Oh,
so I think
right.
He just means those baby years. Like, oh my God, my formative years, 21 and 22, when I was innocent. I was listening to Cascade every day.
Wah-wah! So, it's like, I've been waiting, some people wait a lifetime for a DJ set like this. And Andy's like, well, but isn't that the joke? Like, the joke is that, like, this is a step up from Rachella. Do you understand humor, James? It was disrespectful. Okay, I dare you to make fun of my DJ career again. I dare you to. I'm like, well, it's pretty
what
easy
are you gonna
to do
it. I'm like, what are you going to do? And Sandoval's like,
next to a pizza oven.
He was just comparing you DJing at my house. So like, and James like, la, 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 stupid, stupid face, poo-poo on your face, poo-poo on your face. Schwartz, I want to know what you have to say about it, Schwartz. And Andy goes, he's already apologized 87 times. I'm like, you're the one who just brought it up. Why are you bringing it up then again? This is what you wanted.
James says, oh, apology accepted then. And he goes, well, you should apologize to him for throwing a drink in his face. And it's like, oh, well, Schwartz, I'm not sorry about that. And Schwartz is like, well, I wasn't upset about when you threw a drink in my face. I was upset when you tore apart my life afterwards. And James is like, well, I don't regret the drink, but I'm sorry about the rant afterwards. Sorry to tear up your life. But to be fair, it was all sort of pre-torn up because your life is kind of in tatters anyway.
Cut to, look at your own life. But I don't make jokes about it. You still haven't opened your shithole bar in the middle of Silver Lake and Poophole Village. What was your proposal again? Oh, yeah, you did it. Rockin' Riley's, a fucking bar on Sunset, you fucking nerd. Which, by the way, when he was dissing Silver Lake and Poophole Village, James just bought a house in Burbank. Just,
did he really? Okay, James.
Like just while you're neighborhood shaming, okay.
Schwartz and Sandy's is in a legitimately very cute neighborhood. So Andy is, I'm like, yes. You have to know there's a Gelson's.
But hey, we love Burbank too because we go to the IKEA there. But we're not neighborhood shaming at this point. I'm just pointing out
the neighborhood shaming. But if we wanted to neighborhood shame.
Silver Lake
wins. What one could say is you are in Burbank.
Yeah.
And then that would be over. So then Andy would say... No, it's great that he's in Burbank. I think, you know, like
let's move on.
Fuddruckers is great. I love having good access to Fuddruckers and Islands.
Listen, so, I love access to chain things. Okay.
Yeah.
So do I, darling. Put them around a light bulb and let's call it a business.
You know, James really is at he's really hit some lows. Literally, he lives right next to the Lowe's at the Empire Center. So Andy's like, And he's like, okay, well, this feels like a good time to take a break. In my case, a mental break. I'm already broken. So we have a lot more to cover. We'll be right back. So Lisa's like, James, if you don't shut up, we'll be here for 2 days. The lights will run out in the Vanderpump Lane collection.
So, we're back. Andy, you say it. It's your show. We're back! So, during the season, Allie spotted Raquel and Tom dancing at the Abbey together. And then before you know it, Raquel was outside crying because Tom Sandoval didn't invite her to his engagement on the veranda. Ooh, doo, doo, doo. Andy, don't snap out of it.
He's gone to the Hamptons. He's in our own spin-off show. Come back to the Motherland show.
So we talk about the Abbey, and then James is like, oh yeah, I was dancing at the Abbey, doing a stupid dance moves. This one.
Yeah, this one. I've seen it on the YouTube. This one, Tom. Is this what you were doing?
And Sandoval's just like, Jesus fucking Christ, I can't take this shit anymore.
Sandoval's like, God, James has some good dance moves right there. So Andy's like, he's like, hey, you found it strange, but did you think something was going on between the two of them? She's like, well, at that moment, I thought it was an inconvenient narrative, but then the more I observed, it became a convenient narrative, is all I'll say. Okay, cool. And James, do you think it's possible that Sandoval started this open relationship rumor about himself so people wouldn't suspect that he was a cheat?
Oh, my fucking God, dude. Jeez, dude. Come on, man.
It's like so then Ariel shitting like every single question, which I love, and you deserve every second of this.
I know, so. And it doesn't seem like any of them were viewer questions this time around. So Ariana's like, well, because I knew that like suddenly your questions for Tom Sandoval is just like tomatoes getting thrown through Twitter and hitting Andy on the face. Guys, stop it. So Ariana's like, she's like, Ariana. This is sort of like, I hate when they talk about things that happened at Coachella because it's so confusing to try to explain back on a podcast. She's like, I think that theory is correct based off of what someone told me at Coachella, after Coachella, because like what I heard was that like Raquel told this person that Tom made a comment to her about us being in an open relationship, and Raquel's response was, I'd rather hook up with Ariana than him. So therefore, that proves the point that Sandoval started a rumor about an open relationship by spreading this lie around.
Well, not to make it even worse, but I think Raquel heard from somebody that they heard Tom say that he was in an open relationship with Ariana, and that Raquel said, oh, really? Well, I don't care. I'm really attracted to Ariana anyway, or something like that. I think it was like third or fourth hand information. I mean, fucking Coachella.
It was so Coachella. People stop going. Do you want your relationship to survive? There. Don't go to fucking Coachella. It's not worth it. Beyonce already played there.
Yeah.
Beyonce already played there. It's over, guys. I'm sorry. You all were waiting around for Frank Ocean. I love Frank Ocean. But, like, you know, it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
It's over. Coachella's over, guys.
I won't go. I'm too big and it's too hot. Like, that's
it. Congratulations. You put a feather in your hair. You found some things you put on your face. Like, it's all annoying. All the tents are annoying. All, you know what's also annoying? All your updates. Congratulations, you went to Coachella, you're at a tent, and you want your friends to find you, so you put up on your Instagram things like, meet me in the Sahara tent. No one cares about the Sahara tent. You know what you should do? Meet me in the be quiet. That's what I say.
Meet me in the quiet. So, they're talking about this Coachella stuff, and then Sheena's like, oh my God, he's gonna fucking lie now. Sun chip! and Ariana's like, okay, so we see that. So Sandoval's rolling his eyes, and he's like, I never, ever, ever fucking said that we were an open relationship. Do you know how fast that would get back to you, dude? And she's like, well, then Raquel lied about it, so shocker, so she's a liar. And Raquel's like, I never said that.
So Schwartz goes, no, oh, I think I might know the origin story, okay? There is a rumor going around the valley. I'm not sure if it was the San Fernando Valley or the Coachella Valley, but it was in some valley where people shouldn't be going to hear rumors, and they heard this one. And that rumor was that you guys hooked up with Billy, you hooked up with Billy Lee or had a threesome, and I know it's bullshit, but I'm sorry, I just put it out there on the reunion, but it spread like wildfire. You know, like crocodiles in Florida.
Okay. First of all, a rumor in the Valley is hilarious. I love that he makes it sound like, oh, it's just a small town rumor. The Valley's huge. Okay?
Yeah.
Second, there is no way in hell that they would have had a threesome and or just a twosome, and Billy Lee wouldn't be out there talking about it left and right. Billy Lee is the thirstiest. She would have been out there in 2 seconds with pictures. Okay?
True, but I did speak to an old queen at the bar who said, there's some veracity to this story.
No.
That is a pretty reliable old queen at the bar, I have to say.
I don't know. There's a lot of old queens at bars, girl. Text me the name of this old queen. I won't say anything.
Well, either way.
See if it's one of our reliable queens or if it's not. Seriously.
Okay.
I won't read it out loud.
All right.
Let me see.
There. The queen information. Tell me what you think about that queen.
Oh, yeah. This is correct then. Really? Wow. That is some solid old queen at a bar evidence. I will consider that. I will consider that evidence. Wow. Okay, so then we see a clip of Billy Lee laughing and going, hey, birthday boy, and giving him a cheek kiss. And then Ariana's like watching from a bar with this soda squirter. She's like, look at them saying hello on a birthday. Squirt. So I don't know. We're all supposed to believe it because it was like an angry soda squirt. But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Who really knows? Because honestly, now that I think about it, like, that old queen does sometimes bend the old queen truth a little bit, but I still think there was like a very high degree of accuracy. So either way, Andy's like, okay, so that brings us back to the biggest story of the year. Tom and Raquel's months-long affair. I'm like, brings us back? Did we ever leave
it? Where did we leave? We were not off of this story, sir. Okay.
I know. So, where has Raquel been staying? What utensil drawer has someone put her in? And Raquel's like, I've been staying with my sister. She has a really comfortable utensil caddy for me. And so I drove out to Tucson, home of the chimichanga, yay, and stayed with my family for the remainder of the time recently. And then I only flew back yesterday, and then I sat on a bench in a hoodie and answered a stranger's questions on camera.
So then we get her big, like, was she going to skip the reunion? And she's like, yeah, because I am so ashamed and embarrassed to keep a secret from someone who's been in my corner from the beginning. Ariana, I am so sorry for betraying you. And you are right, that selfish doesn't describe it. It was a mistake. The way we have been betraying people closest to us was detrimental. I have seen the consequences, and I couldn't see I was living in the moment. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. Okay, darling, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough, darling. Stop line. Stop line reading.
Oh, gosh. So,
it's like ChatGPT just wrote her a speech and she came out and kind of stumbled out of it with her Linfinity dress. I can't. So Andy's like, okay, then why'd you do it though? And she's like, because Tom and I had a connection and I felt seen and heard by him. And Ariana's like, oh, you didn't feel seen by me? You didn't feel heard by me? And she's like, no. I mean, if I'm completely honest, I mean, and then Ariana's like, really? Because I was there when James was being mean to you for years. So, and James is like, well, what's that about? I'm being turned on by poopy face over there. You have no respect for Cascade.
Well, I never confided in Ariana about personal things where I felt more comfortable confiding in Tom about those things because he would like turn on special LED lights. That was like cool. And Ariana's like, inappropriate. Never should have crossed that line. It's disgusting.
So she blows a raspberry, my favorite stage direction. She goes, and it says, blows raspberry, which they have to use a lot on this show. And Raquel's like, I've been a people pleaser, and then I dropped that mentality, and then I only pleased myself. Okay, well, when you only please yourself, you're just like a public masturbator. You know what I mean? You've got to find a balance. it's got to be a balance, okay? You've got to not be doing things for other people all the time while still keeping your wiener in your pants in public. Okay. We all learn that. So Ariana is like, so my dog had just died. I cried in your fucking arms. Oh my God. This is so bad.
I know. She goes, and you thought I should go fuck her boyfriend. You are lower than the fucking lowest of low people. You really are. You're a fucking psychopath. You are terrifying to me as a person. The act that you are capable of, the fact that you are capable of this shit, unfucking believable. You're a Dementor. I know you like Harry Potter. You're a fucking Dementor. I hope Charlotte fucking haunts you. You're a soul-sucking individual. I was like,
I hope Charlotte haunts you.
You wish that you just requested that dog spirit to haunt her. Wow. That was, I don't think we've ever seen that on Bravo. Someone has invoked a ghost to haunt someone, laid a curse out. Wow. And I love that she did her.
I hope Charlotte didn't go towards the light. I hope she fucking stayed right here to haunt your stupid ass.
Wow. A dog haunting. Like an adorable haunting.
For the
rest
of her life, every time Raquel is trying to make a damn quesadilla in her kitchen, that ghost dog is going to be at her feet. And she's going to trip over it and say, God damn it.
I said to get out of my face. Why are you in the kitchen?
Just like everybody with a dog. You know, that's how a ghost dog would do you.
Yeah, and I just love that Ariana broke out her mocking voice because she did that last season to Lala. She was like, me. And I loved it when she did that. And so I feel like I've waited so long for her to do that again. And she said, I know you like Harry Potter. So that was an amazing monologue. I hope Charlotte haunts you. And Raquel's like, you're completely right. Who's Charlotte? And Ariana's like, and I will, after today, never see or speak to you again. And I will be better for it.
All right, Teresa, good luck with that one. Am I right, everybody? All right. So, Raquel, why couldn't you stop having sex with Tom? And she's like, it was just impossible to turn away from, you know? Every time I would turn away, I would hear, turn around, every now and then I'm gonna turn around. But it was really off key, Andy. It's like, oh, so it was Tom's karaoke songs, basically. Yeah.
And you were in love. And she's like, yeah. And Ariana's like, you're ugly. You're hideous. You're rotten on the inside. And if you felt a tingle right now, it was ghost dog pee on your leg.
Oh, and this is where this show does it to me, because she's like, you're ugly. You are hideous on the inside. You're rotten, like a moldy piece of fruit. Rotten.
I know.
Rotten.
I am.
I'm and this rotten. Part, I was like, no, stop. Say abort. Because I was like, don't do this. This is the reality show trap. You guys should all know this by now. If you bring the villain on and then you let them become the one that's being bullied, that the audience is thinking, oh my God, you're bullying this poor person, you're gonna fuck yourself, you know? So I was like, we're skating on the edge here.
I was happy for Ariana that she was able to exorcise these feelings, get them off her chest, but I was also sort of quietly cringing because I could hear people in the audience saying, you know, I was team Ariana except for tonight. She was totally over the top and that was totally unreasonable and that was mean. And like Raquel might hurt herself. And I was like, this could cause the audience to turn and that's not fair because...
I was thinking that too, because you've got Raquel up here being like, listen, she's given her apology, which obviously doesn't count for shit after what you did, especially so long term. But she gave her apology. She's doing her whole thing. She's doing her, well, I am seeking mental evaluation. So she's saying she's seeing people, she's doing all of this stuff. And then going in this hard, I was like, oh my God, just don't fuck yourself. I started worrying. Basically,
I was worrying a little bit too, but luckily Raquel
felt
and
like a
Tom
coach.
Are.
I was like, "Don't do it. Straighten your landing. Stick the landing, darling. Yeah. Straighten your back. Stick your pelvis under, darling."
But luckily, Raquel and Tom dig themselves enough of a hole by the end of the episode that I think everything is still going to be good with Ariana, and I don't think she would even care.
No, but at this moment, that's what I was thinking.
I want her to have a perfect performance. Yeah.
Oh, so. She's like rotten. And Andy goes, and you're still in love? And Raquel nods. And Andy's like, and Tom, are you in love? And Ariana's like, oh, that's delusional and hilarious. Delusional and hilarious. And Tom's just doing his like, hold on, let me look down. What? Flick of the hair. Let me flick the hair. Do my bangs blow up right now when I side? It's hot when I do that. Hold on. You know, I just... Think of Raquel, and I just think, no, Sam, believe it. All right, Tom, please just answer the question. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry.
But yes, I'm in love.
I'm in love. I'm in love with a stripper. Oh, karaoke.
So Ariana's like, Grody, honestly, that's the most pathetic thing I've ever heard. And Lala goes, how amazing that they did this for you. Okay, both of them did this for you, okay? Because there'll be a day, Ariana, when you're going to look back and be grateful because you got out of a torture chambers, okay? A modern farmhouse torture chamber with shiplaps, okay? And because I can't even imagine living with you, Sandoval, put a bullet in my brain.
And he goes, yeah, that's why you have so many friends. You're just such a giver in your friendships.
And Ariana's like, you're nothing, nothing, Raquel. And let that sink in. I know it's hard not to let people's thoughts go into your brain because you never have an original thought of your own. So listen to this. You are nothing. And Lala's like, yeah, you're not going to have this forever either because he is who he is. And you're the next to go, Raquel. So. And then he goes, do you mean he's going to cheat on her too?
James is like, oh, you know what he means. Even I, as a young babe of 25 years old, would know what he means by that.
And Raquel's like, So she leaves her chair and James is like, bye-bye. And Ariana's like, you should leave and never come back. No one wants you. Bye-bye. And I feel like, Ronnie, on that note, that might be a great time for us to take a break.
A little breather, huh? Okay. Let's take a calm down break. We'll be back with a part two of the final part of this 97-part reunion. Thank you for being here. Thanks, everybody on YouTube. Thanks for everybody, Patreon, On Demand. We will be back. We're just going to take a quickie. So we will see you on the next episode. In the meantime, if you want the video, patreon.com/watchitcrappens, et cetera, et cetera. Watchitcrappens.com for all our links, et cetera, et cetera. Love you guys. Talk to you next
time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.